Ace. We were all there at the time, all three of us. For days now, she'd been floating, not one word. You could hear, though, by the breathing, she was fighting. This one was tough, but she was still in charge. She never believed in loss of clarity. That's nonsense. Each evening when her sister came, forgetting the one spot where she stowed her sherry, she scolded her. "But, Peg, I showed you yesterday and the day before and the day before." She refused to think that people who lose their memory cannot remember things. That stubbornness walked with her almost 100 years. On the court, when you thundered down an ace, she'd nod and cross to the other side. She ran down almost everything you fired at her and placed it again and again until you cracked. That night, you could hear it in her breathing, she was beginning to admit for the first time, "All right, all right. Looks like you might outlast me." As the dialogue with whomever began to change in tone, we made a circle, 6 arms around our mother, and we listened. The quarrel intensified, then a sudden sharp intake, a grunt of surprise. Clear ace, and she crossed to the other side.